So Robert F. Kennedy, instead of just rattling on about the ill health effects of being anti-Semitic, and of course nobody's really anti-Semitic. We like Palestinians, and they're the true Semitic people. These white-faced Jew people going around claiming that they're Jews are not Semitic. So if we don't like these whites that are going around claiming that they're Jews, whites like Stephen Schwartzman, whites like Larry Fink, a perfect name for that slime ball. If we don't like these white people that are going around claiming they're Jews, it's not anti-Semitism. It's anti-white people who are telling us that they're Jews when they're actually from Poland and Lithuania, and they're fucking imposters, and they're actually violent against the real Jews, which are the Mizrahi dark-skinned Jews of Israel who get it treated like shit and like second-class citizens. So Kennedy, hopefully, he'll get his head out of the anti-Semitic industrial complex, which is the biggest fraud in human history, right? They don't deserve our respect because they're a bunch of fucking rats. He's going to ban, or at least proposing to ban. I don't think it's going to be a success. We'll see. Trump's got a bone to pick, though, with the mainstream, the Jewish mainstream lamestream media, right? So he doesn't like them, and they're getting 75% of their money from pharmaceutical ads. And Kennedy wants to ban pharmaceutical ads. And we're the only country, us and New Zealand, the only two countries that allow these criminal enterprises to push dangerous drugs onto the population. That's it. They don't do this in other countries. They don't allow it because it's obviously not a bad idea to allow Pfizer to, you know, the Super Bowl by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer. You know, the morning show brought to you by Pfizer. The news brought to you by Pfizer. And so the news is going to give us a objective report about Pfizer, right? No. Why? You mean if you get 75% of your income from one entity, you know, of course you're going to be critical of that entity. No, I don't understand. Yeah. Well, I understand. Harry Vox understands. Well, the baby boomers who are watching the TV don't understand. See, when you're ignorant, because you're watching the television, so you're ignorant, you don't know anything about anything, right? You don't know, they're not telling you on the television that it's the only country that allows slime balls like Pfizer to brainwash you. They're not going to tell you that because they're being paid to allow Pfizer to brainwash you. So the baby boomers are stuck in TV land. They're the only ones who still watch that dog shit lie. It's just one lie after another. But they get Rachel Maddow out there, and she's so good. She has all these facial expressions, you know, and that's how she dupes people like my sister. You know, she'll be like, her eyebrows are moving all around and she's all, you know, animated and stuff. While she says, you take that vaccine and the disease stops right there. You know, you will not get COVID. You take that vaccine and the disease stops right there. You cannot get it. You cannot give it. And then it's, oh, well, you know, you take the vaccine and you get the disease. But you know, that's how you know the vaccine's working. Right? That's how you know it's working, because you got sick after you took the vaccine. Well, no, that's how you know it's not working, Jew! You fucking Jewish rats! That's how you know it's not working! The Jews on that control the Jew-controlled television, they could just flip the narrative. You take the vaccine and the disease stops there, they said. Then you got the vaccine and then you got COVID five times. Then they said, well, that's how you know it's working. So, and then they wonder why that piece of shit, the fake black piece of shit, Kamala Harris, lost the election. And they wonder why MSNBC and CBS and CNN are their ratings are tanking. No one's watching them. 400,000 viewers in prime time? I'm sorry, man. There used to be like 23 million in prime time. 400,000 in primetime means that it's a dead medium. In a country of 300 million people, 425,000 viewers for MSNBC or CNN in primetime does not justify the revenue that would be required to have those skyscrapers in Washington, D.C. devoted to CNN. They have skyscrapers there. Not for 400,000 viewers, my friend. Who's paying for it? The Jewish-owned pharmaceutical poisoning industrial complex, and then the Jewish-owned military industrial complex. And they push war and disease for profit, okay? And that's why you talk to these fucking baby boomer retards who are sitting there glued to the fucking television because they haven't figured out yet that no one is watching it except brainless, mindless, stupid baby boomers. And then they go, when you tell the boomer, turn off the fucking TV, you moron, and look, get some like credible sources of information. You know what the boomer says? The boomer says, I don't watch television, they say. Okay, boomer, then you're getting it from your stupid neighbor who does, or you're going to the web watching CBS or CNBC or MSNBC on the internet, but your view, your belief system is lockstep with the Jew media, the Jew TV, the Jew-owned pharmaceutical, the Jew-owned weapons business. Your beliefs are exactly what the Jews want your dumb baby boomer ass to be, right? You're so stupid because you haven't figured it out yet. No one is watching MSNBC. No one is watching CNN except a few fucking boomers. And then they have this, what they do is they get these boomers into the boomer land, into stupid land by other means. So they have fake numbers on Google and YouTube saying, oh yes, all these late night comedians, they're getting millions of views. No, they're not on the internet. Oh, MSNBC got 1.2 million views for this particular show that it couldn't even get 400,000 on in the Nielsen ratings through broadcast medium. But they're claiming that they get more on the internet. That's not how it works. When you're a broadcast medium, you get more views from your broadcast than from the internet, fuckheads, liars. And so Larry Page and that's other scumbags, those two scumbags, Sergey Brin, both Jews who own Google, right? They have an ownership stake there, right? So they're making the decisions, right? So they're just fucking lying. And so they're propping up saying that 1 point something million. First of all, people like Tucker Carlson, people like Russell Brand, they're not getting pushed by Jew boy media, right? But yet they are outperforming the CBS's and MSNBC. A guy like Russell Brand's got a $30 microphone and a $150 camera, and that's it. And he's beating MSNBC and CBS and all the, you know, people like Joe Rogan have a podcast that beats all of the mainstream media combined. So you take the total numbers of these asshole, retard, baby boomers stuck in TV land, and you take one podcaster, Joe Rogan, and he mops the floor with all of them combined. And then you know what the boomer will do? The boomers don't particularly like being told that they're dumbass and that they're every single thing that they know is exactly the opposite from reality, right? They don't like being told that. So they try to find one little thing that they could find that they're right about, you know? And so they go, no, it's not true. You said that the IRS was hiring 86,000 people. We found a fact checker, and it'll always be a fact checker that these retard, these baby boomer retards, right? And you know what it is? Like, it's not like that they're inherently stupid, right? Some of them, many of them, are actually intelligent people, but they're being dumbed down. That's the point of the television, is to dumb you down by giving you all the wrong information, diverting you from the truth, giving you fact checkers. Yeah, we really need fact checkers. And nobody thought to ask, well, isn't that the point of your precious mainstream media, to vet what is real and what is not, and only put out what is real? Well, that's the theory behind media. That's the idea behind media, right? That's not what's happening, right? And so they go, shit, you know, there's a real lack of confidence, because even these stupid boomers out there, they keep on seeing instances where the media has been doing nothing but lying. It's lie after lie after lie after lie. And no matter how convincing we make it, even with Rachel Maddow, with her facial gesticulations, and those Republicans, and she's smiling, she's smug, that smug piece of shit, Rachel Maddow, whose ratings are tanking. They said, we got a crisis here. We are so full of shit, and there's so many examples of how full of shit we are, how it's just been one lie after another to get you out of your money, to get you unhealthy, to get you taking whatever pharmaceutical we tell you to take, and to support and cheer on whatever war we tell you to cheer on, so that we can put a few money in some Jewish money in our Jewish pockets. Of course, we get out of that Jew money as quick as we get into that Jew money, because not even a Jew wants to hold on to that green Jewish toilet paper called the American dollar. So what does the Jew do? The Jew aggregates all the capital. That's the point of the pharmaceutical industry. That's the point of the weapons industry, is to aggregate that green Jewish toilet paper into the pockets of Jew boy, who then quickly gets out of that green paper and into real assets. Real stuff. Real land. Real houses. Real gold. Not that Jewish green dog shit toilet paper that they want us to get stuck holding the bag on. Right? Sorry, soon as I get that green dog shit in my hands, I get out of that green dog shit. I don't want your green Jewish toilet paper, and nor does anybody else. We have to deal with it. We have to pay our bills in that green toilet paper. We have to pay our taxes in that fucking green Jewish garbage called the American dollar. Yes. Yeah. But don't rely on it for your retirement. Do not rely on Social Security. Your 401k is going to be fuck all, right? You ain't getting shit if you're relying on your pension plan. Everything is designed to go up in smoke soon. And then the Jews, who have all the money, because that's what's happened these last 70, 80, 150 years. It's think of it as a Jewish vacuum cleaner. The idea is to get all the gold, land, money, and homes out of your goyim possession and transfer it to Jews. That's the point of the United States since 1913. That's the point of every single national bank, that every single national currency that's been attempted, right? In the United States, until like Andrew Jackson put the kibosh on the first one, right? But we didn't have an Andrew Jackson around in 1913. We had a weakling in as the president, and he allowed the Federal Reserve Act. And with that came, in 1913, the IRS, the FBI, the Jewish ADA, anti-defamation, all of this occurred in 1913. So it was the IRS to make sure they steal your money, the FBI to arrest you if you don't let the IRS steal your money, the ADL to demonize you if you complain about the Jewish ownership and control of everything. Right? I can't even keep track of all the bullshit organizations that occurred in 1913, but that was when we lost permanently our country. That's when the Jews took over. So if they're talking about a great replacement, that great replacement happened, went full steam from 1913 onward. And Roosevelt didn't help out much when he confiscated the gold and gave it to the Jews. So the bottom line is that Kennedy is saying that he wants to take and make a ban on pharmaceutical. Well, that means that Jewish-owned media is going to have to figure out where they're going to get the loot in order to keep their money, keep their operations going. So unless you also ban the weapons business, right? Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, who regularly have 30-second, 1-minute ads on CNN. What the fuck is, what the fuck could be the purpose of Raytheon or Northrop Grumman having an ad for their stealth bomber on CNN? It's not a consumer product. What is it then? It's brainwashing for the baby boomers who are still so numb and lazy-minded that they still actually think that the MSNBCs and ABCs and CBS, because they're just lazy. I guess they're not good with the internet or something. And it's not like that if you were good with the internet, you would escape the bullshit. The Jewish lie has gone from the CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS. It's on the internet now. And so you got to get off. There's no easy answer to the stupidity of the baby boomer generation, the gullibility of their lack of thoroughness, their inability to discern what is real and what is not, and their willingness and their shame that they went along with it. Because they I think many of them get a sense that they've been lied to. You know, they get a sense, you know, after they took the goddamn shot like a dumb fuck, and then they got sick, and then they're even sicker when the people who didn't get the shots are fine. There's no worries. We don't have to worry about blood clots. We don't have to worry about heart attacks. We're not worrying about strokes or instant death. Only the dummies who believed the dummy Jew, the lying Jews who got the Rachel Maddows of the world and the Anderson Coopers and the Don Lemons and whoever the fucking tool of Jewish power is that's on the Jewish-owned MSNBC and the Jewish-owned CBS and the Jewish-owned, you know, and controlled CNN. They own it. It's owned by billionaire Jews who are the same billionaire Jew rats who own Pfizer, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon. They own the weapons industry. They own the pharmaceutical industry. They own the TV networks. Yeah, but yet these fucking, you tell this to the boomer and they're going to sit there and struggle to find something that the TV says that's true, that they could, that a fact checker will say, no, we're a fact checker. We're telling you it's true. And then they send that in email. Say, so see, I found a fact checker. It says TV is telling the truth. Why the fuck would you need a fact checker unless there was a crisis of belief in the media? Obviously, the media said, you got a problem. No one believes our shit anymore. So let's make this other entity which tells people, no, everything that they're saying on the TV is true. And all these people who are saying TV is a bunch of fucking slimy rats that are lying about everything for profit, right? Let's say that they're not telling you, we're fact checkers. Those facts are not true. And everything the TV says is true. We're fact checkers. And we're owned by the same group of Jews who own the television networks. You get this? So the Jews own the television networks that are lying to you. to get you into their pharmaceutical paradigm, right? And their war cheering on war. Yes! War! We need more war to help protect LGBTQ. Or because they are our best friends, how could we let our Ukrainian friends... It becomes the narrative that the Jews give to the baby boomers because the baby boomers are too lazy to fucking look beyond the what they're being told. They're so stuck in, you know, the people that I know who are stuck in like anti-Trump land or something, and there's a lot to hate about Trump, don't get me wrong, but everybody who hates him definitely hates him for the wrong reason. This is what I've been saying, and this is what I've been saying about literally every aspect of the of complaint. It's never about the essential nature of what's wrong with it. It's not that. It will always be some other reason. I hate Trump because he's racist. And then you say to him, name the three things, the racist aspects of Trump that stand out most in your mind. The baby boomer or the Trump hater goes, freezes. They freeze. Because you say, why don't you like Trump? There's only a few things there's only a few answers. So if you're black and you're a TV watcher, you're going to say, because he's a racist. And you say, okay, what are the three most racist things that events, incidences in Trump's life that stand out most in your mind? The person freezes because there is nothing. Nobody has anything. They'll say, he's treating the Mexicans. Well, how could he say that criminals could be coming from Mexico across the border? Well, maybe he's saying that because they got people on murder charges. That's why. Multiple counts of murder for these people that are absolutely. If you know about what's going on when they release a Venezuelan jail or criminals that were in a jail in El Salvador, they say, all right, this is a great way to save money. Send them over to the United States through the open door policy. El Salvadoran killers, right? Oh, the TV said it's unfair. There's no such thing. 30 million people came across and it's not one of them could possibly be. It's so racist to say that there could be a criminal there. Imagine how you have to have relinquished your ability to, like, think just because you hate Trump because the media told you he was Hitler. And then you say, okay, he's Hitler. Name the three most Hitlerian things that he's done. In fact, he's not like Hitler. He sucks Jew dick all day long. That doesn't sound like Hitler. So he's Hitler, but he's the biggest pro-Jew we've ever seen. But he's Hitler, though, says the Trump derangement retards. Oh, he's a racist, but I can't think of one thing. And so I'm going to get really angry now because you asked a question that I don't have an answer. And I'm angry. Fuck you, you fascist, they'll say. You know, everybody has hate for the wrong reasons. Pretty much. That's the whole idea. So it's this confusing mess. So now, but Trump may go along with the ban in the pharmaceutical ads because this is a way to choke off those fucking Jews in the television media who own it and control it. Alan Dershowitz, if you want to have a debate on that, Alan Dershowitz or that scumbag Green Blatt over at ADL who say that it's anti-Semitic to say Jews control the media. Okay, debate me, fuckhead. It's the easiest thing in the world to prove. It's the easiest thing in the world to prove. Jews very definitely control and own the Jewish mainstream media. That's why we call it the Jews media, because it's a Jewish owned and a entirely Jewish controlled operation. It's Jew from front to back, from top to bottom, from morning to night. The mainstream media is Jewish, period. It's easy. It's an easy debate. That's why when I offered to debate these fucking Jewish rats like Dershowitz, who's supposed to be the most renowned lawyer. Oh my God, his ability, his reasoning, and his legal acumen are so superior. Okay. He's saying, these people saying that Jews don't control the media. Okay, debate me, Jew. They won't. All they want is some fucking knucklehead Nazis. That's why they support them and they create these knuckle... And they get like people who look like apes out there going with swastikas going, kill Jews! 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 Nigger! 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 That's all paid for by Israel. Yeah. That's all Israel. Yep. 100%. When you see them out there with the swastikas, a lot of the actual guys don't know what they're doing. So I'm not saying they're all in on it. Just who's ever leading those things, yeah, they're getting the big dollars. Jew boy, they work for Jews. So when you see the Nazis with the swastikas, that's Jew boy. That's Jew money in action. Yeah. Now, Trump won't outlaw that. There won't be any investigation there. Because Trump supports that. So that's okay to have a bunch of FBI-supported, Israeli intelligence-supported fucking apes running around shouting nigger and saying Jews, too. That's the point, to associate the idea of anti-Semitism with stuff that's so ugly and stupid and repulsive and ugly. That's it. It's just ugly. Nothing handsome about it. It's all just pure ugly. That's what the Jews need to survive. They can't survive without the ugliness. Ugly, 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 ugly. Because they know that that ugly stuff just is so repulsive that no normal person will join up with that. Maybe some pimple-faced kid in his basement who hasn't ever had the pleasures of a woman or definitely doesn't have a girlfriend. Well, yeah, they'll go with that because they don't have a girlfriend, you know. So Elon Musk is threatening to cut off 75% of the revenue of these Jew rats in the media. Well, that's not going to be play very well for Jew world. That's how the Jews were killing us. That's how the Jews got us into the Jewish owned and controlled medical establishment. Yeah, another aspect of our society totally controlled by Jews. Yeah. The hospital systems in the United States are Jewish profit centers. Yeah. So that's why they use the Jewish pharmaceuticals to trick the stupid baby boomers to taking the pharmaceuticals. And then the baby boomer goes right into the hospital system after that. That's owned by the... You see, it's this vertical and horizontal integration of the murder of non-Jews. Okay. And then you ask yourself, well, why is the ratings systems is controlled by Jews, but they can't hold back. They can no longer hold back the secret. It's getting out. No one is watching an MSNBC. That's why they're firing people. That's why they're cutting back on their staff. That's why it's layoff. No one is watching CNN. No one is watching CBS. No one is watching ABC. No one is watching them. Except a tiny, tiny group of people that are 60 years and older. Maybe some really poor people that don't have any other form of entertainment. And somebody had a spare TV and they turn it on because their life is bereft of something interesting to do. You know, you turn on the TV when you don't have anything going on in life. When you have something going on in life, you're not glued to the TV. You know, and then they wonder why... The fucking Jew-owned television is wondering why they couldn't get anybody to vote for the Jewish-controlled Kamala Harris, who would be pushing the pharmaceutical, who would be pushing the wars over in Israel and all that stuff. It's just like Trump is, you know. But they're wondering why they're not getting any ratings anymore from the people like the Rachel Maddows to say, you take this vaccine and it stops here. No, the reason why these places have no more viewership is because they've all died because they all took the shot. Let me be clear. The reason why the Jewish-owned television networks, the brainwashing networks, have such abysmal ratings, right? These are not viable businesses any longer. They are subsidized by the U.S. government, the pharmaceutical industry, and the weapons business. Those are the only three that can substitute it, because Nike knows that they're not going to be selling basketball sneakers to 65 to 85 year old idiots that are glued to their television. Those are not going to be buying Nike. So there's not going to be a lot of Nike ads on CNN. It's going to be ads for incontinence, and now ads for pharmaceuticals to treat the cancer that you got from your COVID vaccine. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then they worry about why their ratings are losing, why their candidates are no longer getting any votes, because you've killed them all, because they believed you. They trusted you, and now they're dead. That's what happened to Rachel Maddow's viewers. They died of heart attacks, myocarditis, pericarditis, strokes, blood clots. They died or are in the process of dying because they trusted the science. Trust the Jewish science. That Jew says that Jew owned pharmaceutical as a result of a study that says, how could we trick people into taking the vaccine? They gave $5 million to a Yale in the early months of the COVID scamdemic. They gave the Jewish president of Yale $5 million. They claimed that they interviewed 5,000 people to find out what would be the best messaging to shame people into taking the vaccine. How could we force people? This was the U.S. government giving our taxpayers' dollars to Jew boy over at Yale. Did you get any of that money? No. And then Yale came back with a study of 10 points on how to trick, how to coerce, how to brainwash, or how to force people to take the vaccine. And one of them said, well, use words like trust the science. And then so they make it sound like the people that are not taking it are anti-scientific, like troglodytes, you know. And then this will make people feel bad that they're not trusting the science. And this will give the people who believe that phrase, you know, trust the science, that they're scientific and they've done their due diligence. And this vaccine, which was created in 2 months with zero testing on pregnant women or women in general or humans. They tested a couple of rats and the rats died. Okay. All right. And then that's the science that you have to trust from Pfizer, who got the largest fines for faking, for bribing government officials 10 years earlier to the COVID scandemic. Pfizer got the largest fines in human history, largest, right? So there's no other fine that ever happened besides the one that Pfizer got in, I think it was 2010, for faking test results and for bribing government officials throughout the world to push the vaccine on their people. So they got a $2 billion fine. I'm surprised too, but I don't think it was a Jew that was in the Justice Department back then, but I'd have to check to make sure it was a Jew or non-Jew. If it was a Jew, there would be no $2 billion fine to Pfizer. I'll tell you that right now. But they had the largest criminal felony fine, and then they. But the deal was, we'll give you the $2 billion in fine, but don't. But when you write the decision, just say it was for improper marketing or illegal marketing. And then illegal marketing doesn't sound so bad. That doesn't sound so bad as what actually went on, which was lying about the studies and saying the stuff was safer than it actually was and bribing global officials. That's not illegal marketing. That's lying about test results and forging studies that you never did and then bribing government officials to push the untested and illegal vaccines on people. That's not illegal marketing. That's a lot worse than that. But when they gave the $2 billion, the deal was make it so it doesn't sound so bad. And that's what you get when you can pay your way out like that, right? So Trump, who's no big fan of he's big fan of right-wing Israeli Jew boy, right? So he'll do what the ADL tells him to do. But it's so strange. We live in this world where, like, there is these two types of the way the Jew gets to the leader. So in the Trump way, it was the Sheldon Adelson's wife, Miriam Adelson, and her $100 million in support. And then it was the support, the soft support that he would get by being a friend of Israel. But I don't see any benefit there at all. Okay, I say, you know, the only benefit there is you'll be able to get into a war and then get money to the military-industrial complex, which is owned by Jews. So, yeah, it's kind of a tangential, a little bit convoluted way. But either way, you got to serve the Jew. You got to give the money to the Jew. That's the point of American politics. And so it's always been it's always this effort that you must put in to discern the difference between the various. They're not competing. Jews don't compete with each other. They're famous for not competing with each other. But to understand the various tentacles of the Jewish octopus and how it is able to grab you either from the right side or the left side. And I've gone through this so many times, I hate to do it again, but the left side of the Jew money power, the George Soros left side, is the pedophilia. It's the media. It's the Hollywood. It's the LGBTQ mania, the absolute transgender mania that this country just descended into. That's the left-wing Jew money power, the Soros power, which is also CIA power. Now, how the CIA became the left-wing Jew, that's pretty funny, because if you know anything about the history of this organization, you know, if you know anything about law enforcement in general, in the United States or anywhere, it was never Jew-friendly, right? How did it get so Judeo-centric? How did the CIA and the FBI and all our institutions get to be so Judeo-centric? How the hell did that happen? Well, you know how the media became Judeo-centric? They bought it, they own it, and they run it. Well, that's easy. Well, we don't have to talk about that anymore. They own it. Okay, so they are the gods of MSNBC. They are the Jewish god. Let's just say that piece of shit, Rachel Maddow, her god is the CEO of MSNBC. Right? Whoever makes the decisions to keep that $14 million a year she's getting, or whatever it is, I think it's been reduced now. I think it's been drastically reduced, her paycheck, because they don't have the money. And no matter how many Pfizer ads, brought to you by Pfizer, the morning news, brought to you by Pfizer, the evening news, brought to you by Pfizer, the Super Bowl, brought to you by Pfizer, everything brought to you by Pfizer and Raytheon and whoever. Okay. What are they going to do if they take away that portion of the god? And yes, the pharmaceutical was the left-wing Jew. So that would have been in the same category as the pedophiles, because they know that the point of the left-wing Jew is just to do the same thing that the right-wing do, to siphon off the money and the power, right? To steal the money, of course. But the part of the left-wing Jew and the right-wing Jew, the reason why the Jews split up their power into left and right portions is because they have to herd populations into roughly 50-50 groups, where roughly half the population will be corralled in, will be herded into a corral of beliefs. I put quotes around that because they're not beliefs, it's brainwashing, but to herd them into beliefs that roughly align with the right-wing Jew, money, power, and then you have to herd the other 50% into beliefs that align mostly with the left-wing Jew, money, power. And since both of them are so fundamentally repulsive on just a fundamental human need, on a human basis, that since they are so good at creating this division line, people tend to double down on these divisions, and then they really believe, no, my two-year-old should be transgender because I'm aligned with the left-wing Jew money power. They don't know it. They don't consciously have any awareness that they're controlled by left and right-wing Jewish power bases. They have no idea. The Jews don't tell you that. Hello? Nope, they just corral you into two herds, and then they pit both herds against each other. And that's what we have now. That's the only way the Jew boy can sit there in the middle of these two competing herds. And that's what you got to consider the American population. It's two herds of cattle. Right? And if you've ever read the Talmud, if you know anything about the Kabbalah, if you know anything about Jewish power, you know they consider us like animals, like cows that need to be herded. That's what they say in the Talmud. We're like cattle, and we deserve to be herded around like cattle, like sheep. And that's what we have. So we have literally half of the population that is, even though they saw the bankruptcy of this bullshit last 4 years where everything was transgender this, transgender that, transgender two-month-olds. I know. Your two-month-old definitely needs to get his genitals removed because you're convinced that when you put the color baby blue and the pink, color pink in front of the two-month-old, and the two-month-old turned his head accidentally, and the two-month-old male accidentally turned to the color pink and said, well, he looked at the color pink. That's a sure sign that we have to remove his genitals and transition him. No. I mean, it became absolutely such a hysterical, absolute fanatic. It was so absolutely over the top. Yes, there are people that have issues with their identity, and I sympathize and support people who wish to do whatever they want. But when you have school systems in the United States where 25% of the students are identifying as transgender, that means that the brainwashing is taken hold. That's not a natural. That's not that these kids didn't naturally have these feelings. It's the fastest way to be the coolest kid in the school. Right now, some of the results of this might be that Trump will approve this and ban pharmaceutical ads. This half of the population, that's the left-wing Jew half, the pedophilia, the vaccination, the George Soros, the fake left, the fake liberalism, right? Which is pro-war, pro-big business, pro-vaccine. Yeah, I know, that's really liberal. That's really left liberal. Okay, they know that half could be whipped up on the television, could be whipped up into a frenzy. How could you? Those ads, those Pfizer ads were so important, such a critical, important part of America. It's free. Why don't they have the right? They should have the rights, like every, you know, whatever the talking points that the pharmaceutical come up with to get to come out of the mouths of these people that are on the so-called left, the so-called liberals. They're not liberals, they're idiots, but whatever. They self-identify as liberals. Okay. The Jew media and the Jew pharmaceutical team up and get them to say, yeah, extolling the virtues of the need for pharmaceutical ads. You know, Kennedy, he's so evil. We need Pfizer to sponsor every fucking thing in the life. We can't have life unless Pfizer sponsors it. I see. Well, it didn't work for you. You took the shot and you're sicker as a dog. You look like shit. You've gained all this weight. You're dumber after taking the shot. You're fatter and you're sick. You're sick, fat, and dumb. Didn't work. Well, actually, it did work. Just depends. It just didn't work for you. It worked for Albert Bourla, the Jew rat, scumbag, piece of dog shit who should get his ass fucked up. He should get fucked up, that guy. We need to fuck Albert Bola up big time. He needs to go down, right? He didn't suffer. He's got billions of dollars. He went from a pauper to a billionaire, Albert Bola, in just a couple months. Because he knows the secret. He knows he's been poisoning us. That's what Albert Bola did before Pfizer. Being the Pfizer CEO, he worked in a scheme to inject pigs with, they called it a chemical castration of the pigs, where they inject the pigs with a vaccine, they called it, that shrinks their testicles down in 2 weeks from something like that's this big to something like that big. And then when you ask, well, what does that do to the people that eat the pork? Jews don't eat pork. Hint, hint. What does that do to the people that eat pork? You know, is it safe? Is it safe if it shrinks the testicles of a giant hog in 2 weeks to almost nothing? What about the people eating the? What about people eating? It's called Improvac, by the way. I did a whole show on it, but it got lost in history, and I'll do another one. But they say, well, what happens? I mean, is it safe? You know, what Pfizer said? Pfizer goes, if while injecting the pig, you accidentally inject yourself, then go see a doctor. That was their safety. That was their big safety disclaimer. That's not what we were asking, Jew boy. We were asking about, is it safe to eat the pork? Now, Harry Vox is not a meat eater. I will eat fish sometime, but I would never touch pork, right? And I don't touch meat or chicken or stuff because it's absolutely a Jewish poisoning operation. So red meat, I mean, unless you know the farmer, right? The red meat industry, it's a Jewish poisoning operation. And it's making the bodies of children very sick and very obese because they're just injecting it with all these hormones that translate, and you can see the fertility rapidly descend as the introduction of Improvac, the Albert Bourla vaccine for pigs to shrink their testicles quickly, because it was so cruel to cut them off with a knife, so we're gonna do it the humane way. With a chemical that then gets consumed. And I challenged a piece of shit, like I'll challenge a piece of shit like a Christopher Ray, although he's insignificant now, it doesn't matter anymore, to eat the pork, you fucking testicle-less turd, you know. These people are going to have to, these people in the news media are going to have to find another way. Oh, they'll find it. It'll go back to Raytheon, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, military arms makers, right? But, you know, there needs to be a ban on military ads next. Then, guess what, MSNBC? You'll be left the only people that'll advertise with your fucking Jewish, scummy Jewish lying asses is incontinence, you know, adult undergarments. That's all you're going to get. And I'm sorry, but ads for Depends undergarments are not enough to support the skyscraper that CNN has in Midtown Manhattan. That skyscraper needs to go back to the people. Those networks need to get shut down. We need to have a full accounting. Where are these Jewish rats getting the money to operate skyscrapers and pay that cunt, Rachel Maddow, $14 million a year to lie to our elderly, to lie to our parents, to lie to our grandparents, to make them sick, to kill them? Where's the money? Where's the money for the skyscrapers? Well, I don't even think Pfizer was giving enough, but it's conceivable that since such a big part of Pfizer's revenue was derived from convincing stupid baby boomers to take that goddamn shot and everybody else who took it, right? Foolish enough. It was the TV that was the big way to get people on that. Because on the TV, you can make a convincing presentation. Rachel Maddow, she's smiling. Those people who don't take the shots, how dare they? And all of the late night comedians, pieces of shit. There's never been a slightly humorous thing that they've ever said. Nothing. Stephen Colbert is such a dead fish. Like, he's such a, there's nothing funny. There's never any comedy. Nothing. Never. Never. You couldn't. They're the dullest nothing. They're just agenda pushers. And they were all pushing vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. It was a lockstep. Lockstep. There was no deviation from you take this vaccine and the disease, COVID stops here. They put their hand down and say, you take the vaccine and it's over. COVID stops. Yeah. Yeah. You take the vaccine and you got so fucking sick on COVID multiple times and you better clean your blood out with pine needle tea and get some whatever the solutions are to clean those fucking spike proteins and get that mRNA dog shit out of your veins, or else before you have your last breath, right? Before you have your fucking heart attack, dumb baby boomer who believes everything just because they said, trust the science and Orange Man bad. Well, dumb fucks, Orange Man bad. You're supposed to have done everything the opposite of Orange Man. Orange Man, he's the worst thing ever. But my dumb baby boomer ass is going to do one thing. I'm going to deviate from Trump in this one matter. I'm going to take the shot. Trump was pushing the shot. Then you say to the dumb baby boomer, you say the TV brainwashed baby boomer, you say, well, wait a second, hold on, baby boomer. You did every single thing. Whatever Trump said, you did the opposite, except that one thing, the vaccine. He went along with Trump said, take it, and you did. They said, no, this is what the baby boomer will say. No, he was against the vaccine because, like, I took the vaccine, so Trump must have been against the vaccine because there's no way I, as a TV watching MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, TV watcher, NBC, whatever my favorite lying Jew turds are, right? I did whatever I did. I believed everything they said. I did whatever I was told. I wouldn't have taken the shot if Trump was promoting it. Well, you dumb baby boomer. He calls himself the father of the vaccine, you idiot. Oh, I never saw that on TV, says the baby boomer. I don't believe that. I don't believe Trump was for it. This is how brainwashed they are. And then when you show the footage to them of Trump pushing the shots, and you say, well, you dumb fucking boomer. Here's a video of Trump saying, take the shot. How do you explain yourself now? You were supposed to have not taken it. You fucking boomer, you're supposed to have done exactly the opposite. Because that was what your life is now. That's what it was 4 years ago. It's still that now. Whatever Trump says, you have to do the opposite. Except the one thing. You took the shot. That's the one thing. So that's the power. That's the power of the Jew to brainwash the unsuspecting elderly. It's mostly now the elderly that the Jews are killing off. And they know because they've stolen the money out of the Social Security Trust Fund. And they have no intention on honoring the any of the pensions. The pensions are going to go the way of the dodo bird. They're going to disappear. Social Security is going to disappear, and then you're going to get a basic income. You're going to get a phone app for your phone, and you're going to have to get your credits, your CBDC to buy your Pfizer to buy your next booster, because until you're dead, the idea is to get you boosted until you're out of the way, and then. It's just so weird. They're killing off their most loyal supporters. It's astonishing the amounts of reversals, the amounts of it only makes sense if you just understand one thing. Jew money, Jew power is all there is. There's nothing else. There's no, nobody cares about human life. Nobody cares about the rights of the child or the rights of LGBTQ people. Nobody cares about the plight of the Ukrainian soldiers or the country of Ukraine. Nobody cares about anything. Everything is just directed, orchestrated by this one central unifying structure of our society, is to get the money, land, and gold from the non-Jews and transfer it to the Jews. That's it. That's the United States of America. That's Europe. That's the Western world, is the transference of the land, assets, gold, real assets, from non-Jews to Jews. That's it. There's nothing else. So don't tell me about some politician who's concerned about the rights of the environment or this or environmental issues. No, they're not. They're paid lobbyists for Israel. They're paid lobbyists for BlackRock, Blackstone, the Jewish private equity, the Jewish asset managers, right? Jewish hedge funds and State of Israel. That's it. That's it. There's nothing else. And if you come at me and you say, no, Harry, I found something that's authentic in the United States at a policy level. I found something that is true and it actually is there to help us. It'll be very quick for me to say, no. Here's what's really happening. Here's how the Jews have put out policies that are, yes, help the poor. Yes, LGBTQ. Oh, yes, we need to cure cancer. Oh, we have to have this war in Ukraine and stuff. Yes, they have the what's on the surface. Yeah, but as soon as you lift up that veil, and you can peek underneath, it's just a transference of money, power to the Jew. Yeah, that's it. Right. So prepare yourself, everybody. Prepare yourself. To protect yourself against this transference of our right and our lives and our money to the Jew. Spread the word. Make sure that people on an individual level are very well aware. Make sure Jews don't become your governor. Because if you're a state in the United States, and they're taking it over state by state. As soon as they get their Jew in there, guess what? Guess what's going to happen to your state? Well, look what happened to every single Jew governor state. Oh, natural disasters destroying it. And all these fires are Jewish fires, my friend. Every one of them. They're destroying us. Good luck. And fight these motherfuckers.